This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. For the August K-State Garden Hour, K-State professor and extension specialist of ornamental nursery crop production and marketing, Cheryl Boyer, along with several colleagues, discussed their recent and emerging horticultural research. Boyer says her three areas of focus are production culture and use of ornamental nursery crops, new media marketing and e-commerce for horticultural businesses, and scholarship of extension.
On the nursery crop side, you know, I still do a little bit of work with alternative potting materials or substrates, as they're known. There's integrated pest management work that is part of that process. Also, we do a lot of surveying things. And so we've investigated what practices that nursery growers do and what their barriers are, what their challenges are, how we can help them figure things out. So for example, nursery industry practices, we recently published a paper on the drivers of native plant production. There's a lot of interest in native plants, and they're not always abundantly available in the garden center. And there are reasons for that from the production side. So we're able to sort of investigate those, find out what those barriers are, and try to help mitigate and provide solutions so that we can have greater access to those plants that are desired by consumers. I also do work with consumer preferences. So a couple years ago, we had a project looking at a plant that was a bulb, the Achaemenes project, and we looked at consumer preferences for that plant and whether or not it was useful in the landscape. Turns out it's not so great, which is an answer. Sometimes the results maybe aren't what you hoped they were, but they're still an answer. So we know to tell you not to waste your money on that plant, but it's a pretty good houseplant. I also was able to collaborate on a project in the landscape architecture department where we investigated consumer preferences for naturalistic landscape styles. On the marketing side, I work in new media marketing and e-commerce. So we try to understand the barriers to adoption of digital technologies. A lot of people who get into horticulture get into it because they like growing things and getting their hands dirty, and it's not necessarily their favorite activity to be on the computer. And so we try to help them curate that content and make it easier and more efficient for them so that they can be smart about how they spend their time and how they can access resources to help them be more successful in those realms that may not be their favorite wheelhouse. As part of that, we identify best practices for social media, new media marketing, and then try to understand consumer preferences. What will consumers respond to in a social media marketing post, for example? Are they driven by price or by the presence of people in the photo or just communication, the messages? That has been a collaboration with ag communication and ag economics. I like to collaborate broadly and get people to help me figure things out for the skill set that I don't have. I was trained on how to grow plants and how to measure them and how to kill them and measure them some more, and not necessarily how to do a survey and how to figure out a return on investment. So we collaborate broadly within our institution and outside of our institution to find solutions for those challenges that we may be not best equipped for. Also do a fair bit of scholarship of extension, which looks like programming. So needs assessment, program evaluation, all those emails that you get about Garden Hour are coming from me. So you can blame me if you get too many, but the program evaluation for this and the long-term one that we do later in the fall. And that is a collaboration with all of our extension professionals all across the state. So this is our program that we do together, and we learn how to navigate those systems so that we can help figure out if we're spending our time on the right things and really making a difference for the state of Kansas. So also use of our extension learning resources, digital tools for extension programming, evaluating those are all things that I am interested in from both an extension and a research perspective. And I have two students. So Alex Stanton is a PhD student. He is working in landscape management. Drought mitigation is a particular focus of his project. And he's also very interested in extension scholarship. So how our industry and homeowners, consumers, using the extension resources that we create to help you make better decisions. And then Lily Nelson is a master's student, and she's going to work on a horticulture and natural resources needs assessment and evaluating our alumni to figure out how we can do things better and to help us work on student recruiting and new media marketing for our department.
That's K-State professor and extension specialist of ornamental nursery crop production and marketing, Cheryl Boyer. To listen to the full webinar, search for K-State Garden Hour and click on Most Recent Webinars. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.